At Mount Anthony Union High School in Bennington, employees from manufacturers, banks, and other businesses are visiting classrooms and speaking to groups of students. Aniko Balzar is Director of Human Resources at software developer Global Z International. She tells students that having a strong work ethic is key to getting hired.
If we have somebody who can apply themselves in a job and they're willing to work hard, then we will help them basically get that extra experience and education.
Peter Odierna, the executive director of the Bennington County Industrial Corporation, says new applicants coming into the workforce today often lack a work ethic and the academic credentials needed to fill the job openings in the region. He says despite a recent plant closing that leaves 150 workers without jobs, the county still needs a bigger pool of skilled labor.
One of the greatest exports that the state of Vermont has is its young people. And one of the things that we're really trying to do is to say, do not leave this community because of the perception that there are no jobs here, because there are businesses all across industries and different sectors here in Bennington County that right now have job openings that they are having problems filling.
One of the speakers yesterday was someone from the state government, Governor Peter Shumlin, who pointed out that Vermont has the fourth lowest unemployment rate in the United States.
My message to all of you is, we don't just want you, we need you. While we are now moved from the problem I had when I took office, which was not enough jobs, to needing more workers to do the jobs we have.
The governor added that to get the jobs, students will need to continue to study after high school. Among the students listening to the governor was sophomore Olivia Reed. Her career goal is to join the Air Force. She says listening to stories this week of how people rose to success has been inspirational.
Because some people started out like really low, like maybe working at McDonald's, they started working, and now they're like business owners or the head of a business, and it was really like, I want that to be me someday.
Reed is one of those young people who wants to leave Vermont. She hopes to go to a warmer climate and a big city. But her classmate, Gretchen Sawsville, who wants to be a teacher, has a different perspective.
Honestly, I'd like to come back here because it's where I've lived my whole life and it just seems right.
Those promoting economic development in Bennington County say that kind of attitude is key to the region's vitality. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.